nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to the discussion hour of a nationwide program on Radio Miraya. I'm your host, Gabriel Shadar, and today we are discussing a topic and an issue that is related to the youth. And because for more than 10 or 12 years, the youth have been championing and lobbying and working hard for a program that will make them develop and also build their capacity and give them opportunity. And we are here speaking about the National Youth Development Policy. And this National Youth Development Policy has been passed by the Parliament just a few days ago. And I have here with me members from the National Youth Union who will be telling us why is this policy important, what is the significance of this policy, and then what is in this youth policy? What will the youth benefit from that? And also, now it is being passed, what should the youth be doing in this? And then, for those who would like to interact, the SMS line is 09121-77141. The number again, 09121-77141, if you have questions. And I will be starting questions earlier than usual. And the lines, as usual, will be like 09106 7879 and 09106 7929. Now with me in the studio is Mutawakkil Awol Mahmoud, Deputy Chairperson of the South Sudan National Youth Union. Marhabek Mutawakkil fi Radio Miraya Nationwide.
Marhabek Gabriel Joseph Shadar wa bi kullu mustama'in Miraya.
Yes. Well, my fellow studio with me in the studio is this Marielle Rong, Secretary of Information in the National Youth Union. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And last but not least is Florence Ajeba, the Secretary for Research in the National Youth Union. Welcome, Florence.
Thank you so much. We're pleased to be here.
Yes. Mostly one Arabic speaker, two English speakers. No. Okay. Mutawakkil, let us talk about why does South Sudan need a national youth policy? Are we the only country in the region or in the world having a national youth policy? Tell us, lay al kalam da muhim wa daruri li junub Sudan ikun indana siyasa li tanmiyat al shabab.
Shukran Ustaz Joseph Gabriel Joseph Shadar. Taban, as we know, in South Sudan is not an island, it's not an isolated island. It's a member of East Africa community, member in AU, so many blocks. عشان كده مهم جدا انه نحن يكون عندنا سياسه لتمكين الشباب زي ما هي سياسه تمكين الشباب موجوده في كل الريجون او في كل الدول, خاصه الدول اللي سعي انها تنهض لبلادها, ومعروف انه عشان نحن ننهض ونتقدم يكون في تنميه لابد من الاهتمام بالشباب. يمكن هسه ده البوليسي الاول اللي هسه عمل لو باس, ونحن لسه عندنا بوليسيز او يمين عندنا في تاني دوكومنت عايزين برضو نمررها من خلال البرلمان, زي في اليوس انتربرايز فان بيل, ده مهم جدا لتمكين الشباب كويس. ده اللي نحن دي من البوليسيز برضو اول بيل اللي نحن برضو هنجري شريط فيها عشان برضو تمر, لأنه نقدر نمكن شبابنا في جنوب السودان.
So, الكلام ده كله تمكين للشباب.
نعم. ده كله دي سياسة, هتكون سياسة بتاعت الدولة لتمكين الشباب. انت لو قريت في البوليسي في allocation بتاع 10% مفترض يكون من الميزانية العامة. لو قريت في البوليسي في نسبة بتاعت 20% مفترض ده يكون النسبة بتاع تمثيل الشباب في المستوى التشريعي والتنفيذي في السلطة حتى في اللوكل.
التفاصيل دي.
Yes.
لكن انت ليه دار تمكن الشباب, ما انت كدولة تتمكن الناس كلهم.
نعم.
ليه تختار الشباب برام بيخدم كنون برام
اخترنا شباب لانه الاحصائيات بتاع دولتنا بتقول انه الشباب بيمثلوا نسبه اكتر من 72% نسبه زي دي ما سهله. وفي النسبه دي لما نقول شباب ما معناته انه the males برام is males and females.
نعم برضو. نعم
كده نحن مكننا النسبه دي معناته مكننا حتى النساء فيها. فلذلك لابد الاهتمام بالشريحة دي, شريحة كبيرة جدا جدا. وانت شايف هسي في النزاعات في المشاكل حتى في المشاكل العشائرية اكتر الناس اللي قاعدين يتم استخدامهم دي الشباب. عشان كده الشباب ده لابد من الاهتمام بهم, اهتمينا بهم خلينا منه يكونوا بيزي بالاكتيفيتيز بتاعهم, خلينا منه يكونوا بيزي بالتجارة بغيره, اكيد النسبة بتاعت المشاكل بتقل. Yes.
This Marielle Rong, Secretary of Information. Can you tell us what, just in very briefly, what is in this, what areas in this national youth development policies that have just been passed? What is there for the young people?
Okay, thank you so much. Youth development policy is a comprehensive document that defines the age bracket of young people. For so long, this country has been in estray where the youth bracket was not determined. And at some point you could see older people participating in youth activities in the name of senior youth.
Yes. Yeah.
So the youth were at large all day long, but with the passing of this national youth development policy,
so what is the age?
It was clearly defined to be 18 to 35.
Okay,
that is one aspect. The other aspect is the fact that youth have been allocated 20% participation in decision making, political participation, which was lacking all this long. The other thing, if you could read Arxis talked of Youth Enterprise Development Fund, and for 4 years or five since the inception of Artigono, youth have not benefited in any way. They have not received peace dividends. In that regard, young people have been advocating for the allocation of some ratios in domestic tax and oil revenues. Our parliament did that by passing 10% of national budget and 0.05% of the domestic collections. These are the things that are basic and they are good for the young people in this country.
10% is for what?
10% from the national budget will be used for, you know, if you look at youth institution in this country, they lack offices, they lack civic education. So,
playgrounds,
yeah, recreational centers.
Yeah.
This is what will be used with
friendly spaces.
With this 10%.
Interesting.
Among others.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yes. So that is all, because I want to go to your Secretary of Research to tell us what is waiting the young people, both males and females, to make use of these opportunities that are coming. Yeah.
Thank you so much. So you see, we've been using frameworks from the region to define who a youth is and activities of young people and all that.
Mm.
But passing of this policy for us now has given us our own document. You know, now we don't have to refer to the one of East African Community or the one for IGAD or the one for the International Great Lakes region. Now we have ours as South Sudanese. And as South Sudan has defined who is a young person.
Mm.
So anyone who wants to work with young people, they're able to have a document they can use. Because before, to support youth activities, all organizations would ask, where is the policy? How do we know how to work with you? Because that document was not present.
Mm.
But us having this document in place now gives a guideline for everyone to know how to work with young people and what to do. The document did not only define the age, It went on to tell the responsibilities and the roles of a youth. It also looked at all the challenges that the young people are facing, and it gave solutions to all these challenges. Mm-hmm. And it gave also responsibilities, who should tackle which issue, which ministry, if it's because most of them are government-led. And it also identified the key partner in implementing of the policy, and that is the National Youth Union. We're also happy that it also changed the union to be a council, because in the region, everyone is a youth council, Rwanda Youth Council, Munu Youth Council, Uganda, Kenya. Only South Sudan is youth union. So it's this document that has now given us leverage to advocate highly for us to be a youth council.
That's interesting. So what should the youth be starting to do from now on?
Okay, what we have to do now is create awareness on the document itself, what it entails. What is inside there should be in the fingertips of all young people so that they can know and they can use it to advocate for themselves. Because as my colleague mentioned earlier on, you would find people who are above the youth age enjoying opportunities of the youth. But now the youth can stand for themselves and say, you know, this is actually ours. Now they can compete, they can, you know, everything they can do to transition to adulthood, independent adulthood.
Great. Now, as I said, I will be giving the chance to the listeners earlier than usual. You can now start to engage with us. We are here in the studio with three members of the National Youth Union, and they will be interacting with you, listening to your comments on this. And you can call us now on 09120677879 and 09120679 and 09120681101. And the SMS line, of course, is 09121771141. And we have a caller here who is going to interact with us. Hello, Nationwide.
Yes, good evening, Gabriel, Joseph Kedar, and greetings to our youth in the studio.
Good evening.
Yes, this is Jaden from Upper Nile, Malakal. I have three questions or four to the guests. Yes, my first question is this. The age bracket is determined by the life expectancy of that particular country. In South Sudan, our life expectancy is put between 45 to 57. Now, if we put the age bracket from 18 to 35, and our life expectancy is within 50s of our lifetime, then where are the older people? So, yes, that's one. Number two, in South Sudan, we have a very poor record of birth certificate or birth registration. I can just walk to an hospital, get the age assessment, go to immigration, and get my ID. So how sure are we that those who will be given this fund are exactly within that age bracket?
The last question
is this. In this country, it's not lack of policies. We have good policies, by the way, but it's just mindset. So this youth that they were being told that is because of lack of policy is not true. I'm sure next year, at the same time, when you bring these people back, you will see that only 0.00% will have access to those funding. But how sure are we also that within the ministry that will be tasked with those funds to youth will not corrupt? And my last one is this, my last question, the very last, because I want to give chance to others. In these guys who are now in the studio with you, if I could remember very well, during election, some of the candidates were above age, but the constitution for election was altered or it was amended to make sure that they are accommodated. How sure are we that the next election, the National Youth Union elections policies or rule or regulation are not going to be amended to accommodate, because we know that some of them come from particular parties rather than serving the interests of the youth. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your questions there. I think you can hear the answers. Again, if you want to engage with us, please call us on 09-1206-7879, 09-1206-7929, and we will be interacting with you on this discussion on the passing of the National Youth Development Policy by the National Parliament a few days ago. And here with me in the studio are members of the National Youth Union. عشان تشارك معنا نحن بنتناقش في الموضوع المتعلق بتمرير إجازة البرلمان القومي لقانون أو لمشروع تنمية الشباب على مستوى جنوب السودان. وده طبعا موضوع انتظرناه كثير والشباب انتظروا كثير عشان يمرروا القانون ده. ونحن نشوف هنا بنناقش الفوائد بتاعته شنو للشباب وللناس كلهم. ألو؟ ألو؟
مرحبا راني مرايا.
مرحبا.
معك أدواي أقوى دارن. أنا دار من الرن.
مرحبا بك أدواي.
شكرا لكم للإضاءة بتاعت النغاج بتاعت التمكين بتاعت الشباب بتاعت دولة جمهورية جنوب السودان. الشباب ده ليه هذا الشباب داري ما كنوم ده شباب في الحكومة أم تجار أم طلبة. فده لنا مكتوبين مني جدا. هو حق إنه الشباب ده ما كنوم الكبار ده ذاته علينا ما خلاص حددنا فالجيل الجاي في العالم كله هو بيكون مستحيل لشغل. فعنك شكرنا للبرنامج ده ممكن الشباب ده اللي هو سلاد مل. شكرا لكم.
نعم شكرا. شكرا أدواي. أدواي is asking which category of youth to be empowered and developed. Are they the youth in the government? Or are they the youth in political parties? Or which kind of youth are they the youth in the market to be developed? So these are the questions. Now, I will give you Mutwakil. Let me pick one another caller. Hello? Yes, welcome. Hello?
Yes, Radim Raya.
Yes, welcome.
You connect with Pete Samuel, please.
Powell?
Alfred Samuel.
Alfred Samuel, welcome.
Okay, I appreciate the program, Joseph. And I greet our guests in the studio there.
We've lost the caller there. Please call us again on 09-1206-7879 and 09-1206-7929 or 09-1206-8101, and I will be giving you the chance to interact with my guests here from the National Youth Union. Let me go back to my guests in the studio and then I will take another round of questions. Let me start with Mutwakil. You can answer like two questions, and Florence also you can pick one, two questions, and also you can pick another one. But wait, let me pick this caller before I lose him. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Gabriel Chadar.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
Ana Jima Kwar Yagmin, what you just said, you know.
Jima Kwar, marhaba Jima.
I want to be a name, guys.
الله يسلمك.
أوكي. طبعا ده شباب يعني يخطون في برلمان ولا.
ده سؤال مهم. كويس. Youth in parliament, are they, these are the youth that will be put in parliament or will be put where? When you speak about 20%, مش كده؟ Yeah. So let me start with questions from Jaden. Mamour, you can pick two questions. Yeah.
Okay. خلينا نبدأ من سؤال بتاع جمعة قال
من يونيتي. إنه النسبة المذكورة في البوليسي ده لكل المستويات، يعني ما ضروري في البرلمان براو، لكن نبدأ من اللوكال جوفرمنت، من الحكومات المحلية لحد الحكومة القومية. يعني انه الشباب يكونوا عندهم نسبه في المراكز بتاعت اتخاذ القرار. نفس السؤال برضو بجاوب لأدوايا قويت انه ديات الشباب اللي عايزين يعملوا لهم تمكين. اي شاب مواطن جنوبي عمره من 18 ل 35 هو حيستفيد من سياسة التدريب أو تنمية الشباب وحيستفيد من كل البوليسيس اللي بيخص الشباب. مدام أنت بس شاب وأنت جنوبي وعمرك من 18 ل 35 أنت بتستفيد من كل البروغرامز بتاعة الشباب. أنا بخلي لزملائي.
Hi Florence, interesting questions are coming about how do you determine the age of young people, because we have this practice, a malpractice, we can say, of forging the ages and also imposing, like Marianne was saying, imposing the ages. And when it comes to the elections, like in your body, some people are imposed, even people know that their age is questionable. So what's your response to this listener?
I wanted to leave this question to
this, okay.
Yes, and yeah. I wanted to talk about the age bracket, the question from Jaden.
Yes.
He was talking about life expectancy from 45 to 57 and all that. But I wanted to just make a clarification, because as my colleague mentioned earlier on, South Sudan is not an island. We are working with other nations across. And if African Union considers youth from 15 to 35, East Africa community, everyone is saying the same. Why would South Sudan want to have youth up to 50 years, well, up to, you know? And speaking today, there are some spaces when you send youth, they go and find young children there, because those young people are very empowered. People in their early 20s, you will not even find these older ones, no.
Yeah.
Very early 20s. And so you will imagine sending a 40-year-old to a place to come and argue with a 21-year-old or a 20-year-old.
Yeah. Well, those of you who go out, you can see that. You have seen your thing. Yeah? Yeah.
And so this is a big challenge. And that is why we want to just align to what other countries are doing, so that when they say they want youth, it is the same people coming. If they're coming from whatever country, all of them will look the same. Most of them will think around the same, yeah. You know. Their thoughts will
align. I'm trying to understand the argument there, like that makes the older people fewer in his argument. Mm. But if you look in Europe, for example, they are even having the age of the youth lower than
24,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 24. And those people live longer.
Exactly. And you see, even in Rwanda, this one that is just next to us, their youth from 16 to 30. So if other countries are now lowering the age, South Sudan, they're Roy folk. Yeah. Why?
Actually, we should lower, because we don't live long.
Yeah.
we cannot stay in the youth age forever.
Yeah, we should lower the youth age, because we don't live long, right?
Yeah. And as we define youth, who is a youth? In words, a youth is somebody who is transitioning from a child to an independent adult. By the time you can make independent things, you're independent financially, you know, you start thinking of leaving the space.
Mm.
Yeah, you're not a child again.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Let me pick some.
Yes.
First of all, thank you, my brother Jaden from Avenile, Malakal. Like you talked of life expectancy, where the youth bracket is defined to be 18 to 35, and our life expectancy is less, like 40, 47, 50. So your question was, where are the older people? To be very sincere, when you exit youth bracket, my joint community association and the government, that's it.
Yeah.
On the backdating of document, you know we have institutions in this country, and we know which institution is tasked to do what. We have Directorate of Nationality, Passport and Immigration.
Yeah.
If there are foul play where young people or older people go there to forge document, this is not the problem of youth.
Mm.
It is the problem of Directorate of Nationality and Immigration. We call upon these people even a long time ago If there are these malpractices, CID, DNVI should man up to their mandate. And what happened during the election? Sincerely speaking, it was, he was at some point, right, but he misconceptualized it. What happened in the regulation is that people are delegated from 18 to 35. And during the convention, some of the candidates were found to be 32. And in the same regulation, they say a person who should contest for a chairmanship should be a person from the age of 31. Isn't this a contradiction? This is where the ministry, I mean the minister, who is a lawyer by career, read this document and said it is a contradiction. At first, a youth is a person between 18 to 35.
Yeah.
There couldn't be other categories within the age bracket.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
So it was not people from 37 backdating their document to 31 to accommodate, to be accommodated in the youth bracket. That wasn't it.
Mm.
This little clarification I want to tell my brother Jaden.
Yes. And the 20%, where does it go? There was a question of people who should be given 20% in the decision making. Where should they be going? They should be parliament only, and what kind of categories?
Thank you so much. I remember Mutwokel answering at some point.
Mm.
This is all from the all the organs where decision making is required. Like from the executive, we expect among the ministers 20% young people from all parties.
Mm.
The same thing applies to the parliament.
Mm.
This should trickle down up to the state, even up to county, if there is a council.
Yeah.
So this is the philosophy behind 20%.
Yes. Listeners, Radio Mirai, this is a nationwide discussion hour. With me in the studio is Mutwokel Awol Mahmoud, Deputy Chairperson of the South Sudan National Youth Union. This is Marielle Rong, Secretary for Information in the Union, and Florence Ajiba, Secretary of Research in the Union. And we are discussing here the benefits from the National Youth Development Policy that was passed recently. And we will continue after this interlude. Please call us on 091206-7879 and 091206-7929 and 091206-8101, and I will be giving you the opportunity to interact with my guests here.
101 FM. About the nation, across the nation. Radio Miraya.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Yes, and we continue, and I have a question here. One of you can pick it. Is whether this policy will address the health issues of the young people, especially mental health. These days we have these issues, and I can add also issues of gender-based violence affecting the young people, drug abuse and all these social illnesses. Hello? Nationwide.
Yes, Gabriel Shaddad.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling and from where?
Yes, you are connected with Paul Pook from Yagot Payam.
Welcome, Paul Pook. Welcome.
Yes, my question is...
Yes?
Yes, if a youth have all the documents and he have a young face, why he did not become a commissioner or a governor? This question I just want to pass it there so that they can answer to me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul Pook. From there, it's like politically, this youth in this age bracket cannot become a commissioner, or there are, I don't know, I'm not aware if there is a limit of age also for the commissioner. I remember one was appointed minister, and people were protesting that he's unmarried. Hello?
Yes, good evening, Gabriel Shida.
Good evening, who's calling?
This is Diang Lingin Wao.
Welcome, Diang.
Yeah, greeting to the guests.
Yes.
Actually, young people in this country have suffered a lot. Mm. And they lack a lot of things. Technology, actually, innovations, that's supposed to, entrepreneurship, thing that's supposed to, you know, are bringing them and inspire them to region. Mm. So my question to the guests is that, what else should you think that can be done by the partners and the government to connect South Sudanese young people who actually somehow bear for, because we finish universities without technology, by the way, that which is very unfortunate. Mm. And this is make it hard for us to even to connect with the regional youth. So what else do you think that the partners can do to make sure that this lacking thing is added to fresh graduate in the universities so that they can connect to the region? Mm-hmm. The second one is that employment also is another problem. Mm. It seems that our opportunities have been grabbed by our brothers from region. So what more to be done to make sure that we are given what is supposed to belong to us, because we deserve to work in our country. Thank you.
Thank you, Dian, from Wouther, for your question. Let me get back. I have another caller here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, welcome.
This is Loidon Mazoj calling from Greater Bibor Administrative Area.
Welcome.
My greeting is direct to you and guests in studio.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how the program of today that comes from Youth Union involves the youth to know their right? It seems like youth, they don't know their right. They have been manipulated. They have been used as a tool for the war. And that one is showing that the youth doesn't know their right. How the program motivate and promote and involve the youth in decision-making?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. That's a good question there, because if you don't know your right, you cannot even participate in making a decision. Yes, I get back again, and I start with Mutwakil to respond, and then Florence, and then this Marial. Yes.
I will start with the first question. Alkambi Salenu halal health issues wal GBV kun juzu min al wal siyasa da. Yes, naam. Zai ma tkallamna inno fi allocation bita 10% min al national budget. أكيد البجد ده هيتم استخدامه في المشاريع اللي بتخص الشباب اللي بتنمي الشباب, وجزء من الكونسان اللي بيجي هزي كتير جدا جدا انه نحن ما عندنا مراكز بتاعت mental health. ده جزء برضه أكيد هيكون من الاهتمام بتاعنا. غير السياسة دي, قبل نحن ما نعم يعني بمساعدة أعضاء في البرلمان عملوا باس للسياسة بتاعت تنمية الشباب, نحن برضو كناشنال يوز يونيون عندنا استراتيجيك بلان, 4 years استراتيجيك بلان اوريدي نحن شغالين فيها, والاستراتيجيك بلان دي بتخاطب كل المشاكل الليميتد اكسس بتاع الشباب للهيلث سنترز أو للهيلث, الليميتد أكسس بتاعنا للإدوكيشن في كل جنوب السودان خاصة في الرورال أرياز. كويس, دي كلها خاطبناها في الـ الاستراتيجيك بلان بتاعتنا. شغالين لوبي لأنه الاستراتيجيك بلان ده يلقى الفند الكويس عشان برضو نقدر نحلحل به مشاكل بتاعتنا بتاعت الشباب. لفول فوق, نعم, أي شاب زي ما قلنا قبل من حقه إنه يكون كوميشنر, يكون جوفرنر. وأنا بداية أشكر السيد رئيس الجمهورية سالفكير ميادد لأنه أوريدي بقت في تعيينات بتاعت شباب في مناطق أو في وظائف مهمة في الدولة, أن إحنا we really appreciate that as National Youth Union, لكن إحنا لسه عايزين في مناصب برضو بتخص الشباب ترجع للشباب. يمكن في ناس هسي يعني لسه نحن برضو شايفين انه هم ما شباب لكن قريبين كده لعمر الشباب معناته دي حاجه كويسه دي للناس اللي هم قاعد يسموا نفسهم سينيور يوز بيجوا في برضو في مناصب مهمه مثلا هسه عندنا جوفرنر بتاع ابنال ستيت يعني هو قريب للعمر بتاع الايج براكت ده دي حاجه كويسه انه احنا نشوف انه في شباب ماشيين فده بيبقى بعد كده زي ما قال المتحدث المتصل الاخير انه sometimes شباب they don't know their rights that's why لكن when you know your right انت بتقدر تكافح عشان انك تلقى حقك
Now, Florence, if you want to add more points on to these listeners.
Thank you so much. I think I'll pick up from where my colleague left when he was talking about young people knowing their rights. And we're grateful now that we have our policy in place. What we are going to do is create awareness to the young people for them to know, because earlier on I talked about roles and responsibilities of the youth. So we're going to find different ways on how we're going to create awareness, if it means using art, if it means translating the policy in different languages, anything that it means, so that young people are able to know these documents in their fingertips. Yeah. Information is very accessible to them. I know this is very important because I know we've been getting, we got support from UNESCO, I think in the beginning of the year, and we're able to move to different states and talk to young people about youth peace and security and their roles as young people in building the nation. But we look forward to seeing more support coming in for young people such that we can have such conversations. We can have them on radio. We can go to them on ground. We can just have that conversation moving. Mm. Also, I just wanted to let the young people know that there's a permanent constitution-making process ongoing in the country. Right now, the policy has given the 20% quota for youth. But in the constitution-making process, that's where young people can add their voices on how they want leadership to look like. If we want to put the edge...
Yeah.
Somebody from this age to this age can contest, you know, so things like that. We can add it in the constitution. And young people will be consulted in the permanent constitution-making process. So as young people, they should start preparing themselves right now so that when that time comes, I know NCRC right now is moving to different states doing the consultations. So when young people are consulted, these are the things they should put on the table, that this is what we want our constitution to capture, that as young people we can also stand for these positions and get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. I will pick a question from Dianjang from WOW. You know, Dianj, you have really raised a very nice issues. And one thing that the young people should put in mind is that national development policy, youth development policy, came as a result of a lot of challenges facing young people. One of it is unemployment. And at some point, we understand that our education is too theoretical, and this need for innovation and practical education. If you have gotten an opportunity to read this policy, you will discover that it talks about TVET, Technical Vocational Training Center, education. This is the major pillar in the policy, which I did not capture before. The policy also talk about youth empowerment. The policy also talk about capacity building. It is in light of this that this policy was drafted, and we took time to push for it, such that these issues are addressed.
Yeah.
And to the best of my knowledge, with the collective advocacy from the grassroots up to here, if this policy, like it has already been passed, and the rest is to call for advocacy such that it is implemented in letter and spirit.
Yes.
So all this that people are raising, mental health, climate change, all this are incorporated. Environmental protection, they are in policy. It is a comprehensive document,
yeah,
and it addresses the challenges of unemployment.
It's not just about political empowerment.
Yeah.
Just everything affecting the young people these days, because even the issue of climate change is a big challenge for the young people, because they need to change their life
Sure.
habits, Yeah. Like if you are a cattle keeper, you are moving. These are the young people moving with the cattle.
Exactly.
They need to understand what is happening.
Yes.
And you cannot do this and do this because of the...
It has also, in the policy, people have also identified that there are some harmful practices that that are hindering the growth of young people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those issues to do with early marriage, forced marriage, and even high dowry. This was a contentious issue in the parliament during during the deliberation.
Yeah.
So this policy is there for young people.
Yes.
And it should be hopeful.
Yes, and I'm left with 3 minutes. Mutwakil, two things. The perception about the youth is largely negative in this country. And then the other thing is the youth feel that they are being used, they are being exploited, they are not initiators, they are followers and all this. So what is the challenge that the youth should be facing now to live up to this policy and how to put this policy in practice in the next few years? And that is for you as the deputy chairperson of the National Youth Union.
Now when Nena Shagalin, soon we'll have programs. عشان نحنا نمشي لل grassroots للولايات ولا administrative areas عشان الناس تعرف هسه زي نحنا هسه ورا البرنامج الناس قاعدين يعرفوا ال policy. أكيد نحنا نمشي للولايات برضو عشان نشرح ال policy ده. زي ما قالت زميلتي قبل انه هنستحب معانا ناس المسرح موسيقى وغيره نحن بنحاول عشان نقدر نشرح البوليسي ده. اللي عايز اقوله للشباب انه نحن في بلد غني جدا جدا ولازم نحن ذاته نزيد الليفل بتاع الطموحات بتاعتنا ولازم نسعى كويس. بلدنا ده انت بتشوف موظفين بتاع منظمات دولية الكونتراك بتاعهم انتهى بيمشوا وبيجوا راجعين بيجوا بيشتغلوا هنا مع انه لما يكون قاعد هنا شغال هنا من الساعة 6 بيكون قاعد جوا بيقول لك for security reason لكن نفس الزول بيجي راجع وبيجي بيشتغل وبيعمل قروش. في شباب مجتهدين من يوغندا من رواندا من كينيا هم نازل ما شالوا الفرص بتاعتنا هنا في جنوب السودان يعني ما شاء الله عدوة لكن إن شاء الله لأنه نحن دائما يعني ما قاعدين يمكن ما كلنا لكن معظمنا يمكن
ناخذ
الانيشيتيف
كرياتيفيتي
وكذا. فيه فرص بتاع تريننج كثيرة قاعدة جدا أونلاين ومجانيا في حتات كثيرة في فرص بتاع مؤتمرات عالمية قد تكون قاعدة لكن نحن قاعد نشوف إنه بنلقى شباب غلة اللي هم بيمشوا في الحاجات دي. قريبا كان في مؤتمر في يوغندا لقينا ناس كتار مش كانوا قدموا لكن ما عملوا فولو اب عشان انه يشوفوا تذاكرهم وين ويمشوا كده. ففي فرص لكن احنا محتاجين نتحرك ليها. وي نيد تو ستي فوكس نركز كويس جدا جدا ونخط اهداف واضحه لاي زول شاب لو انت في الجامعه لو انت خلصت جامعه لازم ان احنا نشتغل في نفسنا كمان عشان نقدر نلقى الفرص اللي قدام.
Thank you very much Mutwakil Awol Mamour for being with us in the studio. Thank you very much Florence Ajeba, Secretary for research in the National Youth Union. Thank you very much this Marielle Rong, Secretary for Information in the National Youth Union. The issues are many and we need to break them down. Of course, in the course of the next few months, we will bring you here again and again to tackle issues one by one because this policy needs to be translated into projects and programs and so forth. Thank you very much for being with us. That's all from me, Gabriel Shadar.
Thank you. Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.